You're listening to the Simply Lived In Podcast, episode number 25. Wow, I can hardly believe that I'm saying this, but this is the last episode of the Simply Lived In Podcast, at least for now. I am so proud of this show and all of our amazing guests and just our great content. It has truly made such an impact on my life, and it is so bittersweet that it's coming to an end. There are many reasons about why it's the right time for me to take a pause on this show, and I'm going to give you the long and short of it in today's episode.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In Podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate Meg Ross will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
I'm going to be real with you guys. Having a podcast is a lot of work. More work than I ever thought that it would be. And guess what else? It's also expensive. I had dreams of growing this show and getting sponsors to help offset the cost of production, and maybe I'd even make a little money eventually. But the intention of the Simply Lived In podcast was always for it to be a means to speak to the lifestyle side of my clothing label, 956 Studio, and to help me grow my newfound desire for all things simple in life and have y'all learn right alongside me. And it was a huge success in both of those areas. Seriously, every single guest on this show has taught me something new and helped me dig further into what wellness looks like in my own life. In episode 10, Daisy taught me how to define my own style and how to start filling my wardrobe with clothing that would actually serve my lifestyle needs. Like, how awesome is that? She also gave some of the best advice ever when she said that we should only have clothing in our closets that fit us right now. That was so important for me to hear, and I'm thinking it was really important for a lot of other ladies listening to this show. In episode 15, Jella gave us the all-too-real example that she was able to live without three whole suitcases of her clothing, and she barely missed them. That's when she knew that it was time to make a change. And isn't that story such a great wake-up call for the rest of us who honestly might also be able to live without three suitcases from our closet? And she reminded us to celebrate our small victories and not let the pressure to be perfect keep us from doing so. I love that we were able to create a space in this show to really dig into what a slower, more mindful lifestyle really looks like, and that it doesn't just happen easily. You guys, these mindset shifts and routines that need to be created and fostered are no walk in the park, let me tell you. In episode 19, Megan explained the importance of our environment and building routines that we can actually sustain, and the crazy path of trial and error that it took her to get to a place that she feels good about, and how every single day she works to foster that, and those routines might change based on the season of life that she's in, and that's okay. I can't believe we were able to start this series off 23 episodes ago with Courtney Carver and her amazing applicable knowledge and tools. You guys, I still don't even know how we got her on this show. I mean, talk about an honor. And throughout the whole show, I was able to dig deep and unearth some of the challenges that I was facing and break down some strategies to conquer these pain points. Life is messy. And it's important for us to be reminded of other women's messes, because there are a lot of shining images and ideals out there that are making us believe that we need to be perfect and that we won't ever be enough And that's why I think this show filled such an important space, because we got real, you guys. The reality is life is messy, and the only way forward is through. We have to dig in and do this hard and meaningful work so that we can create healthy life and a healthy planet. One of the biggest takeaways I learned from doing this show was just that. And Lindsay said it best when she said, to have a healthy planet, we must first have a healthy life. I love that in this show, we were able to connect women to each other and speak to common struggles. I mean, last week's episode with Sam, that was gold, you guys. How blessed I feel to live in a world where there are not only these women that forge paths to wellness, but that they are sharing their wisdom with us. I mean, talk about community over competition. The struggle is real, you guys, and there is by no means one right way to live a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. And if there's one takeaway that I want you to have from this whole podcast series, is just that. Stop looking for the right answer, you guys. You're going to have to try on a lot of stuff. Some of it's not going to feel very good. Some of it won't fit right. But you'll know when you make changes that you want to dig into more. And changes that will create routines, that will create the life that you want. Let's be real. There are no plaques to be given out to those who best execute a zero waste lifestyle or have the most ethically curated closet. Although, honestly, some of the rhetoric in the sustainable community may lead you to believe that. But you can't be the best at living slow because it looks different for every single person. I love that in episode 23, Ellie said this. The truth is that we are stepping into an industry that has problems that go back for generations. And to fix these problems, it will take a lot of messy, hard work that doesn't always have a clear answer. And that's why some of this stuff can be so hard to talk about, because as humans and as women, we're looking for the right answer. There's a lot of opinions, there's a lot of noise, but the real truth is that there is not a clear answer. The only clear answer is that we have the ability to define our own routines, our shopping habits, our cooking habits, our waste habits. We have the power to define those things in our own lives. I just finished reading the book Present Over Perfect by Shauna Nyquist, and she wrote something I loved. She said, "What's changing everything for me now is the understanding that we get to decide how we want to live. We get to shape our days and our weeks. And if we don't, they'll get shaped for us by the wide catch-all of normal and typical. And who wants that? If we don't shape our days, they will get shaped for us." I love that. And it really brings me to today and my decision about how I'm going to shape my own days. I love this podcast, but it has become something that is just taking up too much of my time and too much of my money to justify diving into further. I mean, you guys, sometimes we just have to face the facts. Am I right? I love it when Courtney Carver says, you have to say no to some pretty important things so that you can say yes to the most important things. And it should be no surprise to anyone listening to this podcast that the most important thing for me is my family and our health. And one of the things that I will have more time for by ending this podcast is exploring the best ways that I can foster our health. I was at a workshop a couple of weeks ago with Gretchen Jones, and I will link her information in the show notes because she is amazing at helping small labels find the best way through and forward. And I would highly recommend this workshop to anybody. I was at this workshop surrounded by amazing women, and I was explaining my slow lifestyle, how it was more than just a trend, how it was more than just me imitating what celebrities were doing. And it was more than just something I saw society doing that I wanted to emulate. I was explaining how connected it was, our clothing, our food, our routines. And someone said the word homesteading to me. And it was like all of the light bulbs went off. This is why we need strong communities of kick booty women, because how are we supposed to come up with all of this on our own? Am I right? Obviously, when I got home, I Googled the technical definition of homesteading, and this is the Wikipedia definition. Homesteading is a lifestyle of self-sufficiency. It is characterized by subsistence agriculture, home preservation of food, and may also involve the small-scale production of textiles, clothing, and craftwork for household use or sale. Modern homesteaders often use renewable energy options, including solar electricity and wind power. Many also choose to plant and grow heirloom vegetables to raise heritage livestock. Homesteading is not defined by where someone lives, such as a city or a country, but by the lifestyle choices that they make. And I read this and I loved it because back to what Lindsay said about creating a healthy planet, we must first need to create a healthy lifestyle. This is my way to create a healthy lifestyle. And I've spent a lot of time the last few weeks digging into homestead blogs that exist. And I will link some of my favorite in the show notes because you guys have to check out these blogs. They are incredible. And I was just so excited to have the tools and the resources to foster this lifestyle that I'd been trying to practice without even having a word for it. People probably listening to this are like, really, you couldn't come up with homesteading? But you guys, my mind goes to like Little House on the Prairie when I would think homesteading. I don't want to be Little House on the Prairie. Like, that was not my life. But homesteading and all the ideals and all the practices involved with it is my life. I want that to be my life. And having these words and these tools and these resources got me so excited that I wanted to create resources like that for others too. And I definitely see a space in the modern homestead world for more resources, especially along the lines of creating your own clothing, which is an idea that is way too much in the beginning stages to even continue talking about. So I'm going to cap that right there. But I totally understand that this is not everyone's cup of tea. And although my fashion label turned homestead blog story might sound a little crazy to some, it's not entirely accurate either because 956 is still going to be a fashion label. But I know that pursuing more of this lifestyle side of the brand is the next right step. And shifting my brand ever so slightly to include all of the same ideals that it currently has, but in more of a lifestyle brand way, I will be able to serve my audience more specifically and really be able to dig into a niche lifestyle that I believe in so much that I know that I can serve the audience there. For now, this is going to look like small changes as I continue to learn more about food harvesting and preservation techniques and figure out what the aspiring homestead lifestyle really looks like for this gal. I will definitely keep sharing how my style and the clothing I wear can serve this lifestyle. Hint, I am certain that to be a good homesteader, you do not only need to wear flannel, and that there's definitely some functional and stylish clothing that will fill this space up perfectly. Because let's be honest, guys, I'm already living a lot of this lifestyle. I love spending time in the kitchen. I do all these things and I do it in clothing that serves me, which is something that I've really made a conscious effort to do, and I look forward to sharing that more. Those ideas are things I've really just only begun to explore in my clothing label, and it totally ties into this life homestead style that I'm really excited to pursue. Really, in a way, I'm kind of taking everything that I love about this podcast and everything I love about my clothing label and mashing it into one and then wrapping it up with a nice little bow of aspiring homesteader. Just for anyone who's curious, my clothing label, 956 Studio, will definitely not be going anywhere, and you won't even see any big changes here yet. Mostly what you can expect is more content like what you see in this podcast to show up in my Instagram and my blog. And I'm just beyond excited to dive into this space and keep creating resources for others to live more mindfully in a more niche way that will still have so many applicable tools. So if you guys have loved this podcast and want to keep getting tools for wellness from me, I will still be creating so many, even more strategic and accessible tools on my blog and Instagram, which you can find both of those at www.nine56studio.com. And who knows, this Simply Lived In podcast might reappear in the future. Who knows what could happen? But for now, I just want to thank you all so much for coming along on this journey with me. And I really feel like this is just the beginning. So there you have it, a 25 episode series by a gal who just wanted to learn from amazing women about how to live more mindfully. Again, I can't express my gratitude for all of the devoted listeners to this show. I have linked some seriously awesome podcasts that also explore slow living to scratch your podcast itch and hopefully somewhat fill the space that this show held in your routine. You can check out that in our show notes at www.simplylivedinpodcast.com. And don't forget to keep up with me on my blog at 956studio.com. Until next time, Simply listeners, keep showing up as you are for a life that is simply lived in.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest